Unity amongst all Muslims is one of the most important aspects of Islam. This day is very special and important because all Muslims unite to celebrate Prophet Muhammad's birthday.
The birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad is being celebrated by all Muslims. Today's celebrations is amongst many throughout Muslim communities. This is a day where Shi'i and Sunni Muslims come together in unity.
Having understood Christmas, it is also important for us to understand the Islamic, or we shouldn't say Islamic, let us call it the Muslim substitute. Muslims, seeing this fervor with which Christians celebrated the day of birth of Jesus Christ, the supposed day, felt that since Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in our belief system, he was a greater prophet than Jesus alayhi salam, then shouldn't we celebrate his birthday? If the Christians are making such a big show, shouldn't we do more, do better? So, 400 years after the death of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muslims began to celebrate the birthday of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It began in Egypt as a national practice under the Fatimids, the Shiite rulers of Egypt. They started it. And the day they chose was actually the day historically on which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died. The day on which he was born is actually not known. Though people say, no, but we know it is. No. Historians are not agreed on the day. We have no concrete evidence regarding the day on which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. The only concrete evidence we have is the practice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fast on Mondays, and when he was asked about fasting on Mondays, one of the answers that he gave was, it was the day on which I was born. He fasted on Mondays. So the only thing that we can say with certainty is that he was born on a Monday. Which Monday? Allah alone knows. As Allah hid the day on which Prophet Isa was born, he hid the day on which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. This was to prevent what has happened, to make it difficult to leave evidence to people that people have gone astray in this matter. But the celebration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birthday has no basis in Islamic teachings beyond fasting on Monday. So, as Muslims, this innovation, which has become widespread, beginning from Fatimid rulers in Egypt, spreading over the Ummah today, till now you have huge celebrations, people going down the streets, lights, song, dance, you know, the whole nine yards, as they say, going on in the Muslim world today. Huge celebration, the Mawlid. People writing poetry, Qasidat al-Burda, and Qawwali, singing and music and everything, all the forbidden things have now been lumped together in the Mawlid. all innovation is misguidance. Kullu bid'atin dalala. That's what Prophet Muhammad said. Regardless of people's intention, people say, but that's not my intention. I don't intend to innovate, I'm just remembering Prophet Muhammad. Is it a bad thing? In the way that you're doing it is a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to remember Prophet Muhammad. Allah tells us in the Quran, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Calls on the believers to remember Prophet Muhammad by doing what? By celebrating his birthday? Some people say, yeah, that's what the verse really is saying. Celebrate his birthday. That is not what was understood by the early generation. The early generation that heard this verse, that recorded this verse, they didn't celebrate his birthday. So obviously that was not what was to be understood from this verse. They understood, as the verse clearly states, that we ask Allah's peace and blessings to be on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In our recognition for what he has done for us, guided us to the straight path, we ask Allah to bless him. Not to celebrate his birthday with the fanfare that we do today. It being innovation, it is not surprising that it caused deviation. So some of the poetry that is recited, Qasidat al-Burda, attributes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the knowledge of Allah. They give the attributes of Allah to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this poetry, which they recite regularly, religiously, on his birthday and on other occasions. Innovation, misguidance. Calling people to the worship of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so we have Muslims today who call on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see it in the masjids, where they will put a plaque on one side of the mihrab saying, Ya Allah. And on the other side it will say, Ya Muhammad. What does that mean? Ya Allah, Ya Muhammad. We understand Ya Allah. Oh Allah, answer my prayers. Ya Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes. But Ya Muhammad, oh Muhammad, what? We're calling on him to do something for us? People believe that. Today. And that is misguidance. That is shirk. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can do nothing for us in this life. He did what he did. Each and every one of us who has accepted Islam, he is rewarded for, because we are a product of his work. So he benefits. But he cannot benefit us directly in that we can call on him and he will answer our prayers and do things for us. That is Allah. Allah said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Call on me and I will answer your prayers. Only Allah can answer our prayers. This is the true Islamic belief. And this is what we need to renew. Put these practices back in their correct context. Know, renew our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A relationship of ibadah, of worship, in the purest way possible. This is Islam.